ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזר השם שיעור שתביא לרפואה שלמה לשושנה ויולט בצלחה, השם שלח לרפואה שלמה בקרוב, אמן. This week בעזר השם פרשת אמור, and we have ל"ג בעומר, right after Shabbat, on Sunday בעזרת השם, and we see in the parasha right at the beginning, the pasuk says, ויאמר אדוני אל משה, אמור אל הכהנים בני אהרון, ואמרת עליהם, לנפש לא יתמה בעמיו. מפרשים, what does it mean over here? אמור אל הכהנים בני אהרון. Don't we know that the כהנים are the sons of אהרון? Why the Torah have to tell us, אמור אל הכהנים בני אהרון? אמור אל הכהנים, that's it. Why בני אהרון? So there are many פירושים to it. One of the פירושים, חתם סופר, it tells us here in the, right at the beginning of the parasha. He says here in Daf Nun Gimel Amud Alef, Emor el hakohanim b'nei Aharon, Pirush, Sheyihyu b'nei Aharon, Ve'abedun obada de Aharon. Ki harotze lehamshich leb anashim la'abudat Hashem, Lo yittachen lo ze zulat sheyeh lo shalom kol avarav. Ve'yikabel kol adam b'seber panim yafot. He says here that the pasuk is warning the kohanim, you have to be the sons of Aharon. What does mean the sons of Aharon? It means you have to behave like the sons of Aharon. Same way Aharon HaKohen, he was Oheb Shalom, Verodef Shalom, Oheb Eteh Beriyot Umkarban LaTorah. You also, you're following, you have to follow the ways of your father Aharon HaKohen. So you have also to be like him. And the Pasuk said, Kisifteh Kohen Ishmeru Da'at, Vetorah Yevakshi Umpihu, Kimalach Adonai Tzebaotu. Especially the Kohanim, they are the ones, they have to teach Torah to Am Israel. So especially you, you have to behave like Aharon. Even though the Mishnah Perkei Avot, the Mishnah said for all Am Israel, the person should be Hevim Talmidav Shel Aharon HaKohen, Oheb Shalom, Verodef Shalom, Oheb Et HaBeriyot Mekarban LaTorah. The Mishnah over there is talking about Klal Am Israel. This week's parasha, especially for the Kohanim. Any person who's in higher level, he has to behave himself with higher standards. Why? Because people are looking up to him. People see him. This person is Talmid Hakam. This person learning in Yeshiva. They look. Pasuk said, "Vehabitu aharei Moshe." What does it mean, "Vehabitu aharei Moshe"? People are looking. They're watching. How is he behaving, that person? That's here the idea. Emor el kohanim b'nei Aharon. Ki harotze leamshich leba anashim la'avodat Hashem. If you want to drag also others to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have the ma'asim of Aharon HaKohen. That's what the Pasuk is telling us here. Emor el kohanim b'nei Aharon. You the Kohanim, especially you the Kohanim, you have to behave like the sons of Aharon HaKohen, to be Oheb Shalom Verodef Shalom. That's a perfect match that goes with us this week, that we have Lag Ba'omer this coming Sunday. And we all know that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Zechotoy Yagen Aleinu, there are many stories in the Gemara about him, the Gdula of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Who was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai? But we see just something small, the Gemara, מסכת גטין, דף סמך זין עמוד א', תגמונת תזה סובדר, תתיר איסי בן יהודה היה מונה שבחן של חכמים. איסי בן יהודה, he was telling us a little bit of each חכם, where he specialized in. And he tells us here a few things, רבי מאיר חכם וסופר. רבי מאיר was חכם, he was תלמיד חכם, דגמרה נערובין, יוד גימל says, יתגלו וידוע אפני מי שאמר והיה העולם, שאין בדורו של רבי מאיר כמותו. As Yom Halulat was a few days ago, in Pesach Sheni. So that's here that he was a big Talmid Chacham. Ein bedorosh Rabbi Meir kimoto. He's unique in his generation. At his time, was very unique. And the Gemara said, if he was so unique, how come Halakha not like him? The Gemara said, Pnei Shehaya Omer Al Tamei Tahor Umarei Lo Panim, Ve'al Tahor Tamei Umarei Lo Panim. So people, Chachamim, not regular people, also Chachamim at his time, they couldn't understand, they couldn't follow, what is he saying? They couldn't chap what he's saying, the words he's teaching us. Therefore, halakhat cannot be like him. That's what the Gemara says over there. But he was a big Chacham. Rabbi Meir was Chacham v'sofer. Rabbi Yehuda, he was Chacham l'chshe yirtze. Whenever he wanted to be Chacham, he is Chacham. All them Farshim, they asked, he said, what do you mean? Some they want to explain that what they mean Hakam Lakshirse. That means any time that he wanted to focus in his learning, even if there are different things that are disturbing his kavanah, his mahshaba, something is bothering him, something is worried about something, whenever he wants to concentrate in his limud, he used to forget about everything else in the world. Now he's focusing on the Torah. That's what the Tosafot also they say, Hakam Lakshirse, Yoter Merbi Meir. It was more than Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was Hakam all the time, but this here the Gemara here the continues over here the Issi ben Yehuda, it says Rabbi Yehuda was Hakam l'kshayirtze. Even at bad times that he's going through, when he wanted to concentrate, he was able to concentrate, forget about everything else. And the Gemara goes on, and each Hakam telling us about his ma'alot. We get to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He says here that Rabbi Shimon tohen herbe u'motzi kam'a. He used to grind a lot, and he used to let go only a little. What does that mean? The Gemara explains over here. Said tohen herbe u'motzi kam'a tana meshakeyah kim'a. وماشي موصي إنه موصي إلى سوبين. That means توحين هربي. What does mean توحين هربي? He used to grind a lot of halachot to get to the bottom of the halacha. He was very sharp, very smart. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Every halacha he used to grind it from all corners, from all the sides to make sure that this halacha is 100% clear to him. That's what Rashi is telling us over here. توحين هربي شوني هربي. What does mean motzi kim'a? The Gemara explains, meshakeyah kim'a mitalmudo. He used to forget some of his limud. He used to absorb a lot and forget some. He's also Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Sometimes he used to forget some of the halakhot that he learned. But the Gemara said, not so fast. The Gemara said he used to forget a little. What he used to forget? Umashay meshakeyah. Umashay motzi, enu motzi ila subin. Rashi says, mash shakach mitalmudo. Don't think that he forgot a little bit from what he learned. He learned a lot. He forgot a little bit. What did he forget? He said, those halachot debarim shlo nir'u she halacha kimutan. Those that they're not according to the halacha, he said he doesn't want to keep it in his hard drive. He said, let him keep something else. Keep it. But all the other stuff that he learned a lot. That's what he tohen harbe. So that's the only hakam he said about him was tohen harbe, and that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself he was telling to his students. V'chein amar Rabbi Shimon l'talmidav banai shenu middotai shemiddotai terumot terumot middotav sherbi Akiba. All the time Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai used to tell his students, my dear students, you have to learn from my middot. What shenu middotai? You have to learn my middot. Rashi explains it here. Shenu middotai limdu torati. You have to learn my Torah. Why? Because my Torah, all the halachot that I'm teaching you, all the hadushim I'm teaching you, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is telling students, bechartim utramtim mitoch akkare mishnayotav shel Rabbi Akiba. Behanu berira har berira. Said, all what I learned from my Rabbi Rabbi Akiba, everything that I learned, I digested it clearly. And I understood it 100%. And then I gave it to you in Kishulhan Aruch, an easy way. So all what I'm teaching you, that's the best of the Torah of Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, you have to learn from my Torah. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was telling his students. That's here what the Gemara is telling us over here. But we could also explain in it that he was telling them about his midot mamash. Rashi said, Shenu middotai, what does it mean? You have to learn my midot. Rashi took it out of context, it says shenu middotai. You have to learn my Torah. Midda doesn't mean Torah. Rashi said that's what he meant. Shenu middotai. The little translation of middotai is that's the measurement. What I mean, measurement? What kind of measurement? And the way that we could understand it also, we could explain also something else. That shenu middotai, you have to learn from my middot. The good middot that I have, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you have to learn from it. Why? Because all my middot, I got the best of the best of what Rabbi Akiba, our Rabbi, taught us. What does that mean? Because we all know the story of why we have Simanei Abelut all the these days of the Omer, for what? It's a famous Gemara, everyone knows it, in Masechet Yebamot, Taf Samech Bet Amud Bet. That was Abelut, Simanei Abelut for the students of Rabbi Akiba. Not a few things, Hakim, they were metakin for us. To have some anyan of Abelut for the students, for 24,000 students Rabbi Akiva used to have, and all of them they perished. All of them said, you have to, it happened when? It happened during this time. Mepesach ad pros aseret, the Gemara said. The Gemara tells us over here, as I said, Yebamot Samech Bet Amud Bet. The Gemara quotes here the Pasuk, Baboker zera' et zara'icha, vela ayreb al tanach yadecha, ki necha yodea eze ikshar haze, oze, veim shenehim ki ahat tobim. So the person, if you did something when you're young, you have to continue doing it even when you get older. Why? Because you don't know what's going to succeed more. Whatever you learned when you were young or whatever you learned when you were older, you have to take from this and that. לא תדע איזה הכשר, הזה או זה. Maybe the one the Torah that you learned while you're young, you're going to remember it more. Maybe the Torah that you learned while you're older, while you're more wise, you're going to remember it more. Who knows? And if you're going to remember both of them, all the most of them, what you can. So you have to learn, all the time you have to learn. The Gemara brings many pirushim, what does it mean, boker zera'at zera'icha, ha'yu lo talmidim bezuknuto, beyelduto, she'yu lo talmidim bezuknuto. You learn Torah while you are young, you have to learn Torah while you get older. You had students when you were young, you have to have students when you get older. And the Gemara tells us here about the story, about Rabbi Akiba, amru, shenem asar elef zugim talmidim, ha'yu lo l'Rabbi Akiba, megabat ba'ad antifras. 12,000 habrutot Rabbi Akiba used to have students, 12,000, like Gemara said, 24,000 students, yani 12,000 zugot. וכולם מתו בפרק אחד, פני שלא נהגו כבוד זה בזה. והיה העולם שמם. All these 24,000 students, they died when? From Pesach until Lag Ba'omer. It means, Hakim said, it was a big מגפה, בר מינן, it was an עם ישראל. Why? Because if you do the, if you're going to do the math, 24,000 students, they died in 33 days, That means in every day, Bar Minan used to have about 600-700 levayot a day. If you can do it, how many people used to die every day? That all in a short period of time, 33 days, all of them they died. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara continues, "Behaya ha'olam shamim." The world was empty from Torah. Ad shebar be'akiba esed rabotenu shebedarom ushna'a lahem. Until Rabbi Akiba, he went and he taught the Torah to another 5 students. That's exactly what Rabbi Akiba is explaining the Pasuk. היו לו תלמידים בילדותו, שיהיו לו תלמידים בזוקנותו. Even though Rabbi Akiba, he had 24,000 students when he was younger, he wasn't actually young, because we all know that Rabbi Akiba lived 120 years. Rabbi Akiba lived. The Gemara tells us that the first 4 years of Rabbi Akiba's life, he was Amaris, he didn't know Aleph Bet, he didn't know. The second 4 years of his lifetime, he was learning Torah. The third 4 years of his lifetime, then he was teaching Torah. It means all the students that Rabbi Akiba had, he started to have them after he was 80 years old and up. He was an old guy. But that's the time that he was capable to have students. Before that, he was learning himself. Now that he was teaching others, he had 24,000 students after 80 years old. And after this, all these 24,000 students, all the Torah, all the effort that Rabbi Akiva put in his students, everything was wiped out. In 33 days, was big tzara for Rabbi Akiva. And vaya olam shamim, until Rabbi Akiva said, even though the 24,000 students, Rabbi Akiva, all his students, all of them, they died in this very short period of time, but he never give up, Rabbi Akiva. Said, even though, let's continue with another 5 students. And the Gemara said, he went and he taught 5 students. Who are those? The Gemara said, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Vehem he'amidu Torah. They are the ones that the Torah, all the Torah that we have in our time, it came from whom? From only these 5 students. So that's what the Gemara tells us over here. He never gave up Rabbi Akiva, even though 24 different person would give up all his life effort was wiped out in 1 second. In 33 days, everything, that's it. He's gone. But Rabbi Akiva never gave up. Hayulo, baboker zera'at zera'icha, vela'ereb atana hadecha. Don't give up. Continue. Why? Because not that Isaac Shar haze or ze. Here you see that Rabbi Akiva, the last 5 students, that's what they brought the Torah to Am Israel. That's what the Gemara told us over here. And that's basically what the Simcha, one of the anyanim that we have, Simcha in Lag Ba'omer. What's the Simcha in Lag Ba'omer? The Shulchan Aruch brings down all the Mefarshim and they say that Lag Ba'omer paskum lamut. There's a machloket, somebody want to say lamedalit la'omer, they stopped from dying. Somebody want to make compromise, said lamed gimal, they continued to die. But lamedalit la'omer, the little bit of them died, the last few died only. But whatever it is, until lamedalit la'omer, everyone was dying. And after this, on Lamed Gimel La'Omer, when they stopped dying, that's one of the reasons why we celebrate in Lag Ba'Omer, Siyom Hillula. Why is it a happy day in Lag Ba'Omer? There are many Pirushim, somebody want to say, because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai himself, that was the day that he passed away, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Even though normally when Sadiq passes away, we do Ta'anit on that day, like you see when Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu, he passed away, Zayin Be'Adar, people they fast on Zayin Be'Adar. Any tzaddik that he passes away, they have the long seman, the Shulchan Aruch. Any tzaddik that he passes away, you have to fast. So, but nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was unique. Why? Because he knew that he finished his job on this world, and he was happy to give his neshama back to his creator. Therefore, it was the day of Simcha. Someday, when I explain that, no, we are celebrating Lag BaOmer, right? Because Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai passed away, but not because he passed away. We celebrate in Lag BaOmer. We celebrate in Lag BaOmer because he wasn't killed through the Romans, like the story in Masechet Shabbat, the Flamed Gimel, also the Flamed Gimel over there in Shabbat, Lamed Gimel, Omer, Lamed Gimel. So the Gemara tells us also over there, the long story, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai went to the Me'ara, and he was learning all over there 12 years, and then another 12 months. The long story also over there. So he was wanted, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Romans wanted to kill him. But at the end, he died mitat atzmo, he died on his own, no one killed him. That's the simcha that he wasn't nimsar biyad malchut. He died on his own. Some day when I say it was a happy day in Lag BaOmer, why? Because the Chaura and Farshim, they ask on this Gemara, what simcha mazu osa? Why you have to be happy in Lamed Gimel LaOmer? Why? Shahar Aruch Reis? Why? Because that day, paskum lamut. What do you mean paskum lamut? What do you mean paskum lamut? The 24,000 students, all of them, they died until the last one died in Lamed Gimel BaOmer, and that's it. So what do you mean paskum lamut? What simcha for what? There was gezerat, all 24,000 supposed to die, and all of them they did die. The gezerat did not continue. What's the gezerat going to continue? All of them they perished. That's it. There's no more students. What the simcha for? So I saw some they want to explain that when a person. The Gemara tells us over here that why they died, all of them. The reason why they died because they weren't mechabdim echad tashani. So on their level, obviously, they were all tanaim kedoshim. No, on their level, they weren't having kabod between one and each other. Therefore, they passed away. But we all know that Orachim Kadosh, he tells us in the beginning of Parashat Korach. Said Veikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kehat ben Levi, and the Gemara asked, said, how come Yaakov Avinu's name is not mentioned? Yaakov Avinu, he prayed that his name shouldn't be mentioned. He asked, it's Ma'arichi Orachim Hakadosh. At the end, Bekitzur, he asked, said, why the Gemara is asking how come Yaakov's name is not mentioned? He said, I have a problem. Why all the Yitzhar and Kehat and Levi they were mentioned? Why they were mentioned? If Korach did Avira, why they were mentioned over there also? Why did he mention his father's name? What did his father do? If Korach did Abira, okay, he went against Moshe Rabbeinu, I understand. Veikach Korach, he went against Moshe Rabbeinu. But why mentioning his father? Same reason why Yaakov Abinu did not want his name to be mentioned by Mahlokto Shil Korach. How come Yitzhar and Kehat Levi, their name was mentioned in Mahloket Korach? So he tells us over here, Ma'arichir Orachim HaKadosh, he tells us that whenever the person does Abira, he affects not only himself, he affects also his father, and the grandfather, great-grandfather, goes back up to four generations. So all those generations, they were affected by the grandson's Abira. That means when a person does Abira, he's not only affecting himself, he's affecting also his father's and the grandfather up to a few generations up. You see, the Pasuk tells us, by Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, the Pasuk said, Yehoshua haya labush begadim tzoim. Kohen Gadol, he was wearing dirty clothes. Dirty, begadim tzoim, dirty clothes, Kohen Gadol. What are you talking about? So the Gemara Sanhedrin Tzadigim Al says, so what are you talking about? Kohen Gadol wearing dirty clothes. How could that be? Ella, the Gemara said, no. His clothes was 100% fine, but dirty clothes, that's referring to his kids. His kids, Yeshua Kohen Gadol, his kids, they were marrying girls that they don't fit for the Kohanim to marry such a daughter. And the Kohanim, they weren't supposed to marry such a girl for whatever the reason was over there, because it was Pasul Lekihuna, and they were Kohanim, they weren't supposed to marry them, like you see in this week's Parasha. The Kohen has limitation, he cannot marry whatever he wants. He has more restrictions than Israel. See also this week's Parasha. So the sons of Yehoshua Kohen Gadol, they used to marry Pesulot Lekihuna. And their father, he wasn't muhib by Adam, velo miha by Adam. Therefore, the Pasuk calls him as if the father, he's wearing dirty clothes. Why? Because of the sons. Because of the sons, Avira. That means when a son does Avira, it's affecting also his father. And that's true not only by the father and son, it's also true by Rebbe and student. You see here in the Pasuk that we read every day, in Kiryat Shema, Pasuk said, "V'shinnantam libanecha aved bartabam." V'shinnantam libanecha, you have to teach all this Debrei Torah to your sons. Rashi tells us over there, on the Pasuk, "V'shinnantam libanecha elu hatalmidim." You have to teach the Torah to your sons. Who are your sons? Those are your students. Those are your sons. "Matzinu bechol makom shetalmidim keruim banim," Rashi says. Everywhere, so the students are called banim, they're called sons. Shneimar banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem, even though we're only students. V'chein hu omer, b'nei nebi'im asher bet el. They weren't the sons of the nebi'im, they were the students of the nebi'im, but the Pasuk calls them the sons of the nebi'im. V'chein b'chizkiyahu, shel met Torah l'chol Yisrael, v'kira'am banim. Shneimar banai ata al tishalu. He calls them my dear sons. Even though they weren't his sons. וכשם שתלמידים קרויים בנים, שנאמר בנים אתם לשם אלוקיכם, כך הרב קרוי אב. Goes vice versa. If the student is called son, that means the rabbi is called the father. שנאמר, אבי אבי רכב ישראל ופרשיו. See by Elisha Nabi, when he was separating from Eliyahu Nabi, he told him, אבי אבי רכב ישראל ופרשיו. He called him my father. Was he his father? He wasn't his father. Elah was his rabbi. So the Rebbe is considered like a father, students considered like a son. So we just told you from the Orachim HaKadosh and from the Basuk from Yeshua Kohen Gadol, says, "Haya Labush Begadim Tzoim." Why he was Labush Begadim Tzoim? Because of his son's Avirot. So here, Hachim, they explain, I saw brought down the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that if all the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, they had the same problem, they weren't Mechabdim Zeh Et Zeh, that means Hasv Shalom, this affects with the forgiveness, it affects a little bit Rabbi Akiva himself. It has something to do a little bit with Rabbi Akiva, Hasv Shalom. So why? Because how could you, the Rebbe, you have 24,000 students, all of them, they have the same problem. The Lom Chabdim Zeh Et Zeh. It means something's wrong, Hasv Shalom, with the Rebbe. That's why I saw in the Brod and the Sfarim that the Simcha that we have in Lag Ba'omer, you know why? Not because there's Paskum Lamut. There's no one else to die. What do you mean Paskum Lamut? Elah said, no, the Gezerah was supposed to continue on Rabbi Akiba himself. He was supposed to die also, Rabbi Akiba. If a Rabbi has such a 24,000 students, all of them, they had the same problem. Hasv Shalom, something's wrong, Hasv Shalom. Again, who am I to say? But that's what the Brod and the Sfarim, that it shows that there is something, Hasv Shalom, with Rabbi Akiva himself. The Gezerah was supposed to continue, to extend to Rabbi Akiva himself. And on Lag Ba'omer, Paskum Lamut, that means Rabbi Akiva, he was spared and stayed alive. He didn't die, Rabbi Akiva. That's the Simcha, not because the 24,000 students stopped from dying. There's no one else to die. El Simcha, because the Gezerah was supposed to continue on Rabbi Akiva, and it did not. Rabbi Akiva stayed alive. That's the Simcha, because of Rabbi Akiva, we had all the students. He came now and he taught all these five Hachamim, and from there, the whole Torah came to Am Israel. That's what Hachim they tell us. And it makes sense that after Rabbi Akiva, he saw that all his students, 24,000 students, all of them, they passed away because they weren't Mechabdim Zeh Et Zeh. So it makes a lot of sense that Rabbi Akiva, he went to the source of the problem. What was the problem? It was Shelo Chabdu Zeh Et Zeh. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva, after he was teaching the five students, he was focusing more and more on Mezvot Ben Adam L'Chaviro. You have to respect each other. You have to have kabut to each other. That makes sense. But if he saw all the mef'al that he did before, 24,000 students, all of them died because of what? Because lo nahagu kabut ze baze. So obviously, when he went after that to teach the five students, he was teaching them that you have to respect each other. You have to have kabut to each other. You have to love each other. You have to care about someone else. That was his focus, Rabbi Akiva. That's sure enough, you see that also. That Mishnah in Perkei Avot, the Mishnah tells us here in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Sehok Vekalut Rosh Vekhule, Hu Haya Omer, Rabbi Akiva, he was teaching, Habib Adam Shenibra Betzelem, Habayet Iranu Da'at Lo Shenibra Betzelem, Shneimar Betzelem Elohim Asa Et HaAdam. Rabbi Akiva, he was teaching this halakha, Every person, he was created in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same way Kibyachol, you have to respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to respect every person. Umuraha birach, you have to respect your friend. He was created, your friend, he was created b'tzelem Elokim, asayat Adam. So you have to respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created him. He was focusing more and more on which halachot, with halachot b'im b'adam l'habiro. That's what he told him here. And he continues here, Hayibin Israel, Kochiken, your friend is Israel, Shinikrao banim l'makom. We are called, k'biachol, the sons of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'biachol. Habayit Iran odaat lahim, Shinikrao banim l'makom, Shneimar, banim atem l'shem elokichem. So all these things, obviously, after all the 24,000 students died, Rabbi Akiva was focusing more and more on what caused the 24,000 to die. Now he's focusing more and more on what? On Zvot Ben Adam L'Habiro. And that's when he got his five students, and we go back now to our Gemara and Gittin, Daf Samech Zayin, that we said that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he was one of the five students of Rabbi Akiba, he was telling his own students, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shenu Middotai, you have to learn from my Middot. What do I mean from my Middot? All the Middot that our Rabbi Akiba taught us, after 24,000 students died, he was focusing more on Mizvot Ben Adam L'Habiro. Shenu Middotai. Why? Because Middotai, Terumot Middotav Shir Rabbi Akiba. Said, my midot that I'm teaching you, they are from the best of the best of what Rabbi Akiba was teaching us. Rabbi Akiba, obviously, he saw what happened with the 24,000 students, so now he's focusing, as I said. And that's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was telling his students, you have to learn this. That's before it comes before the Torah. The Recher is Kadmal Torah, and no wonder why these days, Yemei Sefirat HaOmer, the Menhag throughout all Am Israel, they learn Perkei Avot. Why Perkei Avot? Because in Perkei Avot, there's no Asur, no Heter. Not only the Dvarei Musar. You have to have Musar, have to behave, how the person should behave in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Hakim teach us. This is the Anyan. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was teaching us. We have Gemara in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Samech Zayin Amud Bet. The Gemara tells us here a story about Mor Okba. Mor Okba, he was big Hakam. And the Gemara tells us here, the Mor Okba hava aniya b'shbibute, de hava ragil kol yoma de shadele arba'a zuze b'sinnura de dasha. Mor Okba, in his neighborhood, there was a very poor person, he doesn't have money. And every day, Mor Okba used to go secretly to his house, and from the tzir shel delet, he used to squeeze in 4 coins, so the ani shouldn't see him. Should give him money without seeing him. That's basically, that's the Shulchan Aruch also tells us, that's the best ma'alaf, that tzedakah. There are many levels for tzedakah. The best level of tzedakah is to give halva'ah to your friend. Give him a loan. You see your friend, he needs money, and you're helping him to stay in business. That's the best level of tzedakah. Don't get him used to get tzedakah. Help him to work. He's working and he has a store, and he needs someone to support him. He needs someone, he sees that the store is falling apart. He needs a little bit push to make him stand back on his feet. So you help him. You give him loan, you give him something. You help him, give him idea, give him loan. That's the best ma'ala of the tzedakah. Now you're helping your friend. That's the best ma'ala. After this, there are many levels. So after this, he said when you give tzedakah, you have to give the tzedakah without you knowing where the tzedakah is going to, and the person who's getting the tzedakah, he shouldn't know where the tzedakah is coming from. That's number two. Second level, from top. Then the third level, Shulchan Aruch brings down, said that the person who's giving the tzedakah, he knows who's he giving the tzedakah to, but the person who's getting the tzedakah, he doesn't know where the tzedakah is coming from. Just like the story of Mor Okba over here. That's the third level of the tzedakah. And the fourth level, the opposite. The person who's getting the tzedakah, he knows where he's getting the tzedakah from, but the person who's giving the tzedakah, he doesn't know where his money is going to. That's the fourth level. What's the difference between the two, third and the fourth? Very simple. Why? Because the third level, the person, you're giving tzedakah to so-and-so, you're not getting any benefit from that tzedakah. Why? Because that person, he doesn't know where he's getting it from. You're putting it secretly in his house. You don't know, that person who's getting the money, he doesn't know where he's getting the money from. So if he wants to tell thank you to the person who's giving him the tzedakah, he doesn't know who's he. So really the person who's given the tzedakah in the third level, where's he? He's only giving the tzedakah l'shem shamayim. He's not getting any benefit from that tzedakah. But the fourth level, the person who's giving the tzedakah, he doesn't know where is it going to, but the person who's receiving it, he knows where is it coming from. So automatically the person who's receiving it is going to respect the person who's giving it to him, even though that person, he doesn't know why he's respecting me all of a sudden, I don't know. And on the other hand, he knows why, because he's getting the tzedakah from him. So he's getting benefit from it. So that's the fourth level. Then it continues that the level after, that both of you, the person who's giving, the person who's taking the tzedakah, they see each other, but he's giving it b'siber panim yafot. And then there's the levels also, the down also, that he's giving the tzedakah, he come after he asks you for the tzedakah, you give him the tzedakah. There's a level before he asks you for the tzedakah, you give him. There's level after he asks you, you give him the tzedakah. There's level, the worst level, that a person is begging you for tzedakah, and you're pushing him, lech bashub, lech bashub, and tell him, don't leave me alone, take here's your dollar, leave me alone. So that's the lowest level of tzedakah. But whatever it is, here Mor Okba, he is going, giving the third level of the tzedakah, he used to go and put money for that ani. The Gemara said that ani, he wanted to know who's that person who's doing chesed with him. Every morning he sees money by his door. Who's that person? Amar, yom ehad, amar izi lehzeh manka abid biya hutibuta. Who's that person who's doing me that big favor? I want to see him, I want to thank him. The Gemara said, "Hahu yoma nagehale lemor ukba lebe medrasha atyade bitu behadeh." So that day, when the ani, he wanted to find out who's the person giving him the tzedakah, that same day it happened that Mor Okba, he was delayed in his learning in Beit HaMidrash, and his wife, she went to check out on him, see what's going on, and after that they went together, him and his wife, to help to put the money for that ani, and that ani was waiting for them. And kivan de hazyu de kam atzle leh ledasha nafaka batrayhu. Once he saw them, they're coming close to the door, he saw them, you know, pouring the money. Right away, he opened the door, he wants to see who's that person. So rahut mukamme, they ran away from him. They don't want him to see him, to see them. So aile lehu atuna de hava girufa nura. The Gemara said there was one tanur. One big oven at the olden times, that big oven is to put the bread from inside, big oven. So they took out all the coals from inside, but still burning hot inside. So he can't walk. But they said they have no choice. The person is running after us. Where are we going to hide? They went and they hid inside that oven. Both of them, Mor Okba and his wife. And then obviously that person, it looks like he didn't know where are they. He said, cannot be. The person's going to be going to go inside the tanur. Come on. So he was looking for them. He didn't find them and went back home. He gave up. But that's the story over here. But the Gemara continues a little bit more. The feet of Mor Okba was getting burnt. It was getting burnt. And so the floor's boiling hot. So he couldn't stand on the floor. Amra le debitu shekol kar'ich oti bakar'ai. Said his wife, for somehow, it looks like her feet wasn't hurting her. Probably she was wearing high heels. I don't know. Whatever it is, but no, I'm sure she wasn't wearing high heels, the wife of Mor Okba. But whatever it is, so she, her feet wasn't hurting her. So she told him, my dear husband, you could put your feet on top of my feet. Don't worry, my feet, I don't feel the heat. Don't worry. The Gemara said, "Halash da'ate." He felt bad, Mor Okba. He said, could it be my wife is better than me? All the Torah I'm learning, and I couldn't stand the fire, and my wife, nothing happened to her. What's going on? Amrale, don't worry, my dear husband. Amrale, ana shechichna begaveh de beta, umikkarba ahaniyati. Inside the house, when Ani knocks on the door, he wants to ask for tzedakah. What I have to give him the house? I have nothing. What am I going to give him? I open up the fridge. They didn't have fridges. I open up whatever I have food in the house. I give him something to eat. That's what Ani wants. He wants something to eat. But you, Mor Okba, you walk in the street. Ani approaches you. He wants help. What are you going to give him? You're carrying food on your back. What do you have with you? You have a few pennies. You give him some money. But Ani, is he going to eat the money? He has to go look for a store. Probably the stores are closed. He has to find the place where to buy the food. So he's not getting the hana'ah from your tzedakah right away. My tzedakah that I'm giving in the house, I'm giving him food right away. I'm giving him food. So his hana'ah comes very closer. Same exact thing what the Gemara in Ta'anit tells us about Abba Halkiya. So and his wife, the ananim started, the clouds start to come from the side of his wife. It's for this, exactly the same reason. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Gemara said, "Umayku lehai, what's the whole big deal about this? Why they have to jump into the fire? Mor Uqba and his wife, they went inside the oven. Why? Because they didn't want that person to see them. So why so much? What happened? What's wrong if he's going to see them? What's going to happen? Let them see. He wants to see you. Let them show yourself to them. Let him see you. What's the problem?" Michael Lehi, the Gemara says, "De Amar Mozutra Bartubia, Amar Rab, Ve Amri Lah, Amar Rabu Nabar Bizna, Amar Rabbi Shimon Hasida, Ve Amri Lah, Amar Rabbi Yohanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai." We got back to our Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. "Noah Lola Adam Shim Soret Asmolik Tuch Kubshana Esh, Ve Adi Elbin Pene Habiro Barabim." Said, it's better for the person to throw himself into the fire and not to embarrass himself, not to embarrass his friend in public. That's what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said. Why like this? Because it's very, to embarrass your friend, it's a big abira. To embarrass someone else in public, it's a big abira. The Ben Ishchai's brother said, "Where do you see public over here? What's public here? It's a, that person, he wants to see who's that, he wants to see Mor Uqba. So the only Mor Uqba and his wife. Where's the public over here? I don't see Malbin Pene Habiro Barabim." So he asked over here, Ben Yehoyada. Said, "Ve'afal gabdi ha'cha bi'ubada de mor uqba lahava rabim, illa hu bi'ishto libad." Only him and his wife. Where's Malbin Habiru Barabim over here? Said, "Im kol zeh, kivan de hava nasi, ve'rabim metzuyim etzlo, az zeh haya bosh barabim. Why? De hishab de kivan de noda' dabar zeh l'nasi yitvada' l'rabim. Ukshehu ro'e otam bosh mehim." That's what he said. Since that, he was the nasi. Mor Uqba, he was the chief rabbi. So if he's going to see Mor Uqba, it's considered as if he was embarrassed by rabbim. To see Mor Uqba is just like rabbim. Why? Because he's a nasi and everyone comes to him. He thought that Mistama Mor Uqba, who knows, probably is going to tell them the story after. Then everyone's going to be, he's going to be embarrassed from everyone else. Now, he continues here, Ben Ishchai said, "I don't understand, what do you mean? Malbin pene habiro barabim. I am malbin pene habiro. Is Mor Uqba is embarrassing that person? He wants to embarrass himself. He's running after me. He wants to see me. So I have to throw myself into the fire to save him, not to embarrass him. I'm not embarrassing him. He wants to embarrass himself. He's coming. He's running after me. What do you want from me?" He says here, "Ve'afa gabdi acha hu radafa harehim." What do you mean? Mor Uqba, it was better for Mor Uqba and his wife to jump into the oven? Not to embarrass him. He's running. What do you want? He doesn't care. Nira, who lost a date de who Mor Uqba and Nasi? Ella Hashab, she was Adam Aher, she was Pashut. Umenu loit bayesh. Vegam, hey, can you read auto a harka, kedesh it bayesh menu? Mashinkin and Nasi, Mukrahl roto beholium. So he said that person, that Ani, he never thought that the person who's giving him the tzedakah is the chief rabbi by himself. B'chbodo b'asmo is giving him. If he would have known that it was Mor Uqba, he would have been very so much embarrassed. Why? Because the nasi himself is coming to give him money. It's a big embarrassment. Why? Because it's all depending. Hakol efiham bayesh ve'emet bayesh. See here, the Mor Uqba, the nasi. He thought it was a regular person. Regular person, he didn't care about his embarrassment. Why? Because he said, also, where am I going to see that person again? But Mor Uqba is the Nasi. Every day. Mashiach al-Nasi, mukhrah l-roto b'chol yom. He must see the Nasi every day. Why he must see the Nasi? Obviously, he has to come to Shaorim. So from here also, you see the person, he has to come to Shaorim every day. Mukhrah l-roto b'nasi. That's what he tells us. Anyways, but this is the idea telling us over here. That's the Anyan, that Mor Uqba, he would rather to throw himself into the fire, not to embarrass that Ani. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. And Ben Ishchai has something also, nice pirush. He says, what's lechaora? We all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything medak keneged medak. What's a medak keneged medak over here? That because his wife mikreva haniyata, she used to give to the aniyim bread, and they could benefit from their from her tzedakah right away. Unlike her husband, he used to give them money. So because of this, her feet wasn't burnt when they went inside the oven. What's the connection? Because she was mikreva haniyata, therefore her feet wasn't burnt. What's the connection? יש להקשות, מה מדע כנגד מדע יש בזה? והראה לי בסעתת שמיה, כי זה הנס שנעשה עתה להם שנתקרר האש, שנתקרר האש ולא נחוו בו, הוא הבטחה שהבטיח השם יתברך לישראל לעתיד לבוא. דכתיב, כי תלך במואש לא תקווה, ולהבא לא תבער בך. אחרי פסוק הזה, נשעי הסדה ודר, סדה, כי תעבור במים, אתך אני, ונהרות, נהרות לא ישטפוך, כן, כי תלך במואש, לא תקווה, ולהבל, לא תבער בך. עתיד לבוא, עם ישראל, פסוק הזה, נגעס, even if the חס ושלום, they're going to walk into the fire, nothing's going to happen to them. That's what's going to be, לעתיד לבוא. So same way, מור עוקבא's wife, her הנאה, to the עני, is closer, same thing, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he brought her the הנאה that everyone's going to get לעתיד לבוא, he brought it closer for her. That's מדקני מדה, that's what he explained over here. That's the עניין, that here in פרשים לתנס. And what we said, that נוח לא לאדם שיפיל את עצמו לכבשן האש, ואלה לבין פני חברו ברבים, person, you should rather throw himself into the fire, not to embarrass his friend in public. If that's the case, comes along here the Tosafot in Masechet Sota. The Tosafot, they ask over here, Daf Yud Amud Beit, right at the beginning, Noach lo le'adam she'epit asmo le'kibshan ha'esh ve'el bit p'nei haviro barabim. He asked a very simple question. He said, the Gemara Masechet Psachim tells us that there are three avirot that if the person, they're warning him, either you do one of the three avirot or we're going to kill you, then all the other avirot of the Torah, ya'abor ve'ali harig, you should do the avira. You're not allowed to die if they're forcing you, for example, a goy. He sees a Jew and he tells him, listen, today is Shabbat. I want you to cook for me today. I'm hungry. And if you're not going to cook for me, I'm going to kill you. What's the halakha? You should cook for him. Kuch nefesh, tuhi Shabbat, tuhi everything. Not only you are allowed to cook for him on Shabbat, you must cook for him on Shabbat. Why? Because Pasuk said, V'chai b'hem v'lo she'yamut b'hem. V'shmarteyem et mzvotai v'tchukotai, asher y'aseh otam ha'adam, v'chai b'hem, ani Hashem. V'chai b'hem. You have to do the mzvot to live in them. So any of the abirot of the Torah, if someone goes forcing you for his benefit, if it was Sha'at Gezerah, Sha'at Hashmad, that's a different story. But I give you the example that the goy is hungry and he wants to eat on Shabbat. You must cook for him on Shabbat. Why? Because otherwise it's going to kill you. That's what the Gemara tells us. However, by three abirot, even if they're forcing the person to do one of the three abirot, or they're going to kill him, he should die and not to do one of the three abirot. What are they? Everyone knows. Avodah Zarah, Giloy Arayot, and Shfichut Damim. These three abirot, even if they're forcing the person to do them, or he's going to get killed, he should get killed and not to do any of these three avirot. That's what he asks. If the Gemara is telling us here, you should rather throw yourself into the fire, not to embarrass your friend. So how come the Gemara didn't say there are four avirot? You have to die, not to do them. What are they? Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, Shfichut Damim, not to embarrass your friend. If the Gemara is telling us, Noachlo, you have to throw yourself into the fire, not to embarrass your friend. That means you have to be willing to die, not to embarrass your friend. I see here there are four avirot. How come the Gemara doesn't list to embarrass your friend? The Tosafot asked this question, as I said here in Sotai Yud Amud Beit. Ben Ra'a, Hai de la hashib le behade shelosha avirot shein omdim fne pekuach nefesh, shein avodah zarah gedolah alot shfichut damim, mishum de avirat halbanat panim enah meforeshet betora, velo nakat el avirot emforashot. Tosafot is saying that the Gemara over there in Masechet Psachim is telling us three Abirot that are mentioned in the Pasuk. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot, I mean all this are mentioned in the Pasukim. But not to embarrass your friend, there's no Pasuk for it. Even though the Gemara brings Raya from Tamar, Shneimar, He Musayet Ve'isha Lechayel Hamiha Lemur La'isha She'el Lelo Anuchi Hara. She didn't want to tell him that it's you, Yehuda. She didn't want to tell him this. That the person who owns אחותינו ופתילים ומטיע האלה, to him I am הרע. That's what she told. She didn't want to embarrass him. But this is דרך לימוד. There's no פסוק מפורש on it. Therefore, תוספות say, since that there's no פסוק מפורש for not to embarrass your friend, therefore, it's not mentioned, the Gemara did not mention it. So what does it mean? תוספות is saying in different words that really there are four עבירות here, רגב עלי עבור. One of them is don't embarrass your friend in public. But the Gemara didn't list that עבירה in מסכת פסחים because the Gemara over there listing only עבירות that are mentioned in the Pasuk. But doesn't mean that for this עבירה you don't have to die. You must die also not to embarrass your friend. It's יהרג ועלי עבור. That's what the Tosafot are saying. Even though I saw the Ein Yaakov, Ein Yaakov in מסכת בבא מציעה, this Gemara, נוח לא להשאיר פלט עצמו, כבשן האש mentioned many places. The Gemara here in בבא מציעה, דף נונטט, נונטט עמוד א', the Gemara does also over there. The Gemara says over there that David המלך, when he was sitting down, learning, teaching halakha, teaching shiur, David המלך was saying on himself, ובצלעי סמיחו ונאספו, נאספו עלי דרכים וקרעו ולא דמו. Said he used to tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Rabbanu Shel Olam, even when Am Israel they're trying to spill my blood on the floor, that means to embarrass me in public, even though according to the halakha I could have punished them. Why? Because they're embarrassing the king. Ahaddatu lehamit, it's hayav mita right away. But David HaMelech used to keep quiet. Kare'u velo damu, even though you kore'im et besari, lo haya dami shotet. That's what the Gemara says over there. That they used to embarrass him. What they used to tell him? In the middle of the shi'ur, in the middle of nowhere, out of the blue, students raise his hand, said, Kvod HaRab, I have a question. Said, go ahead. It doesn't. Kvod HaRab, Abba Leishet Ish, Madino. Someone does Abra with Leishet Ish. What's his punishment? What does this have to do with what they're learning? He wants to embarrass him in public. He wants to embarrass David HaMelech in public. He did Abra with Bathsheba. Abba Leishet Ish, Madino. David HaMelech used to answer, if he wanted to kill him, he has all the rights to kill him on the spot. But he didn't do it. He kept quiet. He told them, Haba'a leshet ish mitato b'chenek, but he has chilek la'olam haba. However, hamalbin p'nei habiro barabim, like you, what you just did, ain't lo chilek la'olam haba. That's how he used to answer him. Someone who's embarrassing someone else in public, ain't lo chilek la'olam haba. Comes here, Da'ayun Yaakov. He says, "Mitato b'chenek v'yesh lo chelek l'olam haba." He said, "Af agab de'eshet ish hamur yoter she'harei hu yehareg ve'al ya'abor mashe'en ken b'malbin p'nei habiro." He said, "I don't understand. How come l'abira of eshet ish it's hayab mita here in this world and yesh lo chelek l'olam haba? He has a share for the world to come. He does have a share. But malbin p'nei habiro barbim en lo chelek l'olam haba. Why malbin p'nei habiro is more hamur than gilu arayo? If for Gului Arayot, there is Chilek L'Olam Haba. How come Malbin P'nei Habiro in the Chilek L'Olam Haba?" So he says here, he said, obviously, Arayot is more Hamur than Malbin P'nei Habiro Barabim. Why? What's the proof? Because Arayot, there's Hayub Mita. If someone does any of the Arayot, Tidvav Arayot is Hayab Mita, they kill him. But if someone embarrasses his friend in public, it's not Hayab Mita. There's no Hayab Mita for it. What do you mean there's no Hayab Mita? We just learned that Noah had done she appealed to Asmoq Gubshana Aish, Alal Bi Pina Habiro Barabim. That means Yahreg Bali Abor. He says here, no, Hakim didn't mean literally that Yahreg Bali Abor. He said, no. Rakshi Amrinan, Mashainkin Bemalbin Pina Habiro, Rakshi Amrinan Besamuch Noah Halo she appealed to Asmoq Gubshana Aish, Veloshi Yem Huyabla Rogat Asmo. He says, Malbin Pina Habiro Barabim, there's no Hayub that he should die not to embarrass his friend. It's not Yahreg Vali Abor. He said, if you want to do it, you could do it. No, ahlo. You should go for it, but there's no Hayub on it. However, Arayot is what? He said, there's Abira over there. There's Hayub Mita. So he said, from here, you see, Gilo Arayot is more Hamur than Malbin Pina Habiro Barabim. So if that's the case, how come Malbin Pina Habiro in Lohilok Lohan Haba? So he said, that's for here. Makol Makom Onesh De'eshet Ish Lohan Haba. אינו חמור כל כך לפי שבאשת איש מים שמים גנובים ימתקו וישרות תוקפו עליו אז היסר הרע ענסו מה שאין כן במלבין פני חברו אין ישרות תוקפהו כל כך ועובר לכן חמור יותר ואין לו חלק לעולם הבא. He says that here in העולם הזה there's no חיוב מיטה בי יהרג ועל יעבור בי מלבין פני חברו ברבים. Doesn't apply. However, for Le'olam Haba, there is bigger punishment for Malbim Pene Habiro than Arayot. Why? Because Arayot, a person, there is a little bit, it's not Lemud Zechud, there is a little bit what to say, that he has Yisr Ara. He had Yisr Ara, he did the Abira of Arayot. But here, what Yisr Ara you have to embarrass your friend in public? That there's no kolkach, any sort of kolkach for such Abira. Therefore, he said, for this Abira, Malbim Pene Habiro Barabim, there's no, you don't have such a big Yisr Ara for it. And because of it, you're doing it, Le'olam Haba, there is bigger punishment. But Olam Hazeh, you're right, the punishment of Gedol Arayot is more hamur than Malbim Pene Habiro. Why? Because there's no Hayom Mitab Malbim Pene Habiro. That goes against the Tosafot. Tosafot, they tell us no. Tosafot said, no, there are four Abirot, Yareg Vali Abor. The Gemara didn't list it because it's not mentioned in the Pasuk. But really, Tosafot, they're not saying you're not supposed to die for not to embarrass your friend. And sure enough, I saw that Chacham Abadi Alef Shalom, he also brings down Nabi Omer. He brings everything, obviously, that Mishan Be'ira, he has all the poskim from beginning to end. But here he tells us, here in Nabi Omer, Chalek Vav, Yoredi As, Man Yud Gimal, Ot Yud Be'et. He tells us over here, he quotes many Farshim over here. After he quotes the Ayun Yaakov that I just told you, he says here, Nimsa shehevin she'en ze min haddin. So you see clearly that Ayun Yaakov said, there's no chiyub yehareg vali abor by malbin p'nei habiro barabim. So the Betema, she'imken ledibrei harabam, she'bkol makom sh'ne'emar ya'abor v'yali hareg, eno rasha li hareg, she'o mutchayib b'nafsho, imken, lama amru, nouach lo la'asot ken, im eno mechuyab. ובאמת שראיתי בספר פני מבין חלק ב' שביא דברי תוספות הסוטה הנעל וכו' וכתב מה שכתוב נוח לו לאדם לאו דווקא אלא דינה וחיובהו דחשיב כשופך דמים. He said no, the what Ayun Yaakov said that goes against תוספות and תוספות the right. Why? Because he is מעריך over here. He said that Rambam writes in יסודי התורה, he said there are three עבירות יהרג ואל יעבור. All the other עבירות יעבור ואל יהרג. Rambam, he asked, said, what happened if the guy, in the same example I told you, a goy came to a Yehudi, he told him, I'm starving now on Shabbat, I want you to cook something for me on Shabbat. Does he have to cook or no? He said, yes, of course, he must cook for him, and so the goy should eat. Why? Because v'chay b'hem, v'lo she'emut b'hem. Rambam asked, what happened if that Jew, he wants l'harig v'lo l'abor. He wants to die, not to do Halul Shabbat. He said, I never did Halul Shabbat in my life. This guy wants to force me to do Halul Shabbat. I'm never going to do it. He wants to be Mahmir. Are you allowed to be Mahmir? Narbam writes, if Halakha writes, you must cook for him on Shabbat, Ya'abor ve'ali harig. If Halakha said, Ya'abor ve'ali harig, you must do Halul Shabbat. You're not allowed to be Mahmir. And if that person is Mahmir, said, Bashamayim, they're going to punish him. Why you are Mahmir? If the halakha says, Ya'abor, v'ali harig, the Torah tells you, v'hai b'hem, v'lo she'emut b'hem. And you died, you didn't do that abira, b'shamayim, they're going to punish him for this. Why? Because Hashem is going to tell him, listen, I wrote in the Torah, v'hai b'hem, you have to stay alive. Why? Your life is not important to you. This is going to be punished. So according to this, how could Ayun Yaakov say that no halul adam? There's no hayub mita. There's no hayub yareg vali abor by malbim pene habiro. However, he writes what? He writes no halul. You should go for it. What do you mean you should go? I'm not allowed to be mahmir according to the Rambam. I'm not allowed to be mahmir. How could Ayun Yaakov tell me this? And therefore, he said that Ayun Yaakov goes against Tosafot, al-Khalakh Tosafot, that Yahreg Vali Abur, also for this Abira, Yahreg Vali Abur. Had the Gemara said, no halul adam shebit al-Asmu, doesn't say Hiyub. Said the Gemara said, no halul, it means you should go for it and you should go. It means that's a halakha. Not only it's a good thing to do, that's a halakha, you're not allowed to do anything else. So you see from here, it's a big Abira. Someone, Malbim Pene Habiro Barbim, it's a big Abira. That's one of the Trumot Middotav of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he said, you have to learn. That's one of the halachot. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is teaching us that how much the person has to be careful not to embarrass someone else in public. How many times Ba'avonot HaRabim, a person open up his mouth in public, is in shul, and someone does something and he screams at him or he does something embarrassing in public. How much the person has to be careful about these things. So there are many, many things. It's still about the Stipler. Alav Shalom tell the story that once he saw a kid who was doing something wrong, And so he screamed at him, and he's telling him, hey kid, what are you doing here? He rebuked him in public. At the end, he found out that that kid, really, he wasn't doing something wrong, or it wasn't his fault, or whatever the case, it wasn't his fault. So he felt, Stipler, Balkei Loti Yaakov, he felt that what? That he did something wrong. That he made the mistake. So he went to ask that kid for Mehila. He asked him for Mehila, and he asked him, how old are you? He told him, I'm 6, 7 years old. He told him, please forgive me, I didn't know that that's what you did. I thought you're doing something else. I thought you're doing Abirat, therefore I rebuke you. But now you're 100% right, please forgive me. And the kid, he told him, he saw the big rabbi asking for Mehila. He told him, for sure, I forgive you. But Stipler, he asked him, how old are you? He told him, I'm 6 years old. The Mefarshim, they said, that they bring down the story, that Stipler, he was following after that boy from the time he was 6 years old until he became Bar Mitzvah. After he became Bar Mitzvah at the party, he was asking, when's he going to become Bar Mitzvah? At the party, his parents, all the people over there, they weren't expecting Stipler B'chbodo B'asmo to come to their party. All of a sudden, open up the door, Stipler, he walking into the party. Simchat Bar Mitzvah. What a simchat they had and everything. Then they asked him, Kvod Arab, we're not Hasva Shalom asking why did you come, but we love that you came. Baruch Hashem, thank you that you're coming. But what zechut did we have? He told them, no, do you remember 6, 7 years ago, I screamed at your son and it wasn't his fault? Back then, I asked him for mehila. But according to the halakha, the mehila of the katan, it's not 100% mehila. So I was following all the times, when is he going to become Bar Mitzvah? Now the first night he turns Bar Mitzvah, I came to ask him for mehila. Said that all of a sudden he came, said even for a kid. So that's how much a person has to be careful about these things, not to embarrass someone else. So many times you see that Ba'avonot Arabim, people, they don't do it without paying attention. But I saw in my eyes, so the people that put flyers. Few Rabbanim, I don't know, they're doing Shabbaton. Few Rabbanim, they're doing Pesach. Few Rabbanim doing this. I saw in my eyes Ba'avonot Arabim, the people that in public, in front of everyone, there's a flyer of one of the Hakamim is making Shabbaton. And a person, he put an X on that Hakam. He put an X on that Hakam. I said, Ba'avonot Arabim, what's going on over here? He said, I don't care if you hold of that rabbi, don't hold of that rabbi. But to embarrass that person, you hold like different rabbi, no problem. But it doesn't mean you have to embarrass the other rabbi that you don't hold like. So that you follow your rabbi, no problem. But not to embarrass someone else. So now he's putting an X on his name in public. Everyone sees it. That's for sure in public. So how could a person do such a thing? Said, "Ba'avonot Arabim, ki lechol ha'am b'shgaga." But people, well, what I'm trying to say that people don't pay attention to what's going on. They do things, you know, out of they don't pay attention. They think that, you know, out of routine, you know, we're doing something, we don't pay attention to what we're doing. How much the person has to be careful? How much we have to learn from all these halachot? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is telling us, "Banai shenum dotai, ken shemedotai tirumot umtirumot dotai shirbi Akiba." That's what Rabbi Akiba, he saw that the problem of between Abirot Ben Adam and Habiro, all his students, they passed away because of this. How much the person, he has to be careful about these things. You see, just to end up also with the Gemara, we have a Gemara in Yerushalmi, in Masechet Demai, Perek Aleph, Halakha Gimal. The Gemara tells us here a famous story, but here, the same story is brought down also in the similar story in Masechet Hulin and Talmud Babli, but here it's a little bit different. The Gemara says here, Rabbi Pinchas bin Yair hava azil lebet va'ad. Once Rabbi Pinchas bin Yair, he was going to Beit HaMidrash, havat ginai gabir shuhada. So here we have Pene Moshe, havat ginai gabir shehaya hannahar ginai vehaya gadol harbe. Vigabar ve'ala al kol gidotav. He wanted to cross. He wanted to go to a place to Beit HaMidrash, but there was a river. It's called Ginai. That's the name of the river. The Gemara in Hulin was going to do Pidyon Shebuyim. Similar story, but here we're reading them from the Yerushalmi. He wanted to go to the other side. The Nahar full. He can't cross. So what is he going to do? How is he going to cross to the other side? He can't. What is he going to do? Amar le Ginai Ginai. Ma'at mana'ali min bayt va'ada. So Rabbi Pinchas bin Yair, he told, was talking to the river, he told him, Ginai, you, the river, you want to prevent me from going to Beit HaMidrash? open up your water, let me cross. I want to go to Beit HaMidrash. Okay, and the river, he saw there's no choice. Rabbi Pinchas ben Ahi is telling him, Khalas, he opened up. The Gemara and Hulin tell us that he told him, why should I split for you? I was created before you. Human was created all the way at the end. Then until Rabbi Pinchas ben Ahi told him, if you're not going to cross, if you're not going to split, I'm going to be gozer on you that no more water is going to pass through that river. He saw that this guy is a dangerous guy. So he had no choice, he opened up for him. After that, Upalig Komoy Ve'Abar. The water stopped. It was Kriat Yamsuf. It was just like Kriat Yamsuf. Rabbi Pinchas ben Ahi crossed the river. Amru Letalmidav Yechlin Anan Abrin. Could we also come behind you? Or we're scared maybe the river is going to come back on us just like the water came back on the Mitzrayim. So could we follow you? The river is split. Could we follow you? Amar Lon, man deyada' benafsheh delakil lebarnash min Israel min yomoy ya'abor velamenke. So he told them, any of you who knows that he never embarrassed any of Am Israel in public, he could surely come after me, nothing's going to happen to him. But if you're not sure about this, it's sakana. Please don't follow me. That's what he told them. So you see from here that all this Gemara, what is he telling us? Said if someone is not, he never embarrassed someone else in public, he has big zechut, just like Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. He told them, you could go, no, nothing's going to happen to you. All these things that small of the middot that we have from Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he said, Banai shenu middotai. Why? Because middotai terumot middotai shel Rabbi Akiba. The best of the best of the middot that I learned from Rabbi Akiba, that's it. This is it. To respect your friend, to have honor to your friend, and coach you can, not to embarrass him in public. That's for sure. But not only this, you have to respect him also. You have to care about him. That's what Rabbi Akiba was, after he saw all the 24,000 students died, he was focusing more. Habibin Israel, Habbay Tiran Uda'at Lahim, Habib Adam Shankra, Banina Makom. All these things Rabbi Akiva was teaching us. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai here is telling us, this is the Anyan. You have to learn from here that this is a little bit from the middot that I learned from Rabbi Akiva. You have to learn my middot. That's what how much the person, just and this small thing, the person how much he has to be careful not to embarrass his friend. Not only the embarrassing him, as I said, someday I have to go also for the Va'asitob. That's Sur Mira. Sur Mira, not to embarrass him, we said it's very Hamur. Big Amira. Yareg Vali Abor, according to the support of Koran Tera Rambam. Said Yareg Vali Abor. The person has to be very careful about not to embarrass someone else by mistake or intentionally, unintentionally. That's a big Amira. Therefore, that's Sur Mira. And after that, Vasitob, you have to love your friend, you have to care about him, like the Gemara tells him, Sechet Yuma. Daf Pivav said, Ve'ahabtat Hashem Elokecha. What does Ve'ahabtat Hashem Elokecha means? The person, Sheyeshem Shemayim Metaheb Al Yadcha. It's not you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a verb. You have to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved in the eyes of others. How should you do this? He said, if you're behaving nicely next to people, then the people, they're going to love you. That's not only they're going to love you, they're going to love to follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Gemara in Yoma. Ve'ahavtat Hashem Elokecha she'yeh shen shamayim metaheh b'al yadcha. She'yeh kore ve'shone u'mshamesh t'lamidei hachamim ve'yeh masa'o matano b'nachat en b'riyot. You have to talk quietly with people and coach in his house. Ma'a b'riyot omrot alav, such a person, what people are going to talk about him. Ashrei abib shel medo Torah. Ashrei rabo shel medo Torah. So people are going to say, how lucky is that person? How is the big zechut his rabbi has? How big zechut his father has that they have such a good people in Am Yisrael? Oy lahen lebariot shelo lamdu Torah. Said, wow on those who did not learn Torah. Why? Because they see peloni shelamad Torah, reu kama naim derachav, kama mitukanim ma'asav. Alav katu omer veyomer li abdi ata Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar. That's what the Gemara tells us over here, that people, they're going to like to emulate you. That's what the Pasuk means, Ve'ahavtat Hashem Elokecha. You have to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the ways of Hashem, they have to make it, people should try to join also. That's what the pasuk in the Be'avodat Hashem Elokecha. That's why you're at Hakim. Tell us this is the Anyan. First of all, we said Sur Mira, not to embarrass your friend. That's a very big Abira. Now we go to the positive side. Said Be'avodat Re'acha, Be'avodat Hashem Elokecha. It also has to do with your friend. Also, Sheyesh Shemayim Taib Aletcha Masao Matano Benachat and Beriot Be'Emuna Deburo Benachat and Beriot. All these things to make the Torah beloved in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we said. Derech Eres Kadmah Torah. Before the person comes to learn Torah, he has to have Derech Eres. Then all the Torah that he's going to learn after he has Midot and Derech Eres, then the Pasuk is going to be Mitkayim on him. Tzedek Labashti Ve'ilbasheni. Then the Torah is going to be perfect match on that person. Then the Pasuk is going to be on him. Yisrael Asher Bechat Par. Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us. Be'ezer Hashem. That we should all try to keep all the mitzvot. Shehi Shem Shemayim Mitahib Al Yadinu Venzkeh Lechol Brachot Ketubot Bat Torah. Amen Ve Amen. Rabbi Hananel Nakshe Omer Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu Zekot Yisrael Lefichach.